Guild Theater. The director of the Gulf Theater and your host, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies again welcome you to the Gulf Theater. Got another terrific cast for you tonight. And a most unusual little epic called Mr. Jinx Goes to Sea, in which Bing Crosby plays the kind of a part he's wanted to play for a long time.
Oh, a sailor's life is the life for me.
Playing Bing's pal is the man with a fallen larynx, that old salt, Andy Devine.
Oh, a sailor's life is the life for me.
And the girl... the girl is Jean Parker.
Oh, sailor's life is the life for me.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Hold it, not now. There are two more of your screen favorites here, folks, raring to go. Chick Chandler and Raymond Walburn. You know, when Val Burton, the author of tonight's play, showed his story to Bing, Bing immediately wanted to do it, but he particularly wanted to do it here in the Gulf Theater, because the Gulf Theater is the star's own theater. It's the one place where you can meet all your favorite stars, doing the things they like to do. For you see, every cent of the money that would otherwise be paid to the stars who appear in the Gulf Theater is used instead to help meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the industry.
Well spoken, Roger. Well spoken.
Thank you, Bingo. And here, folks, is a bit of inside dope on the play. In this play, nobody wants to hear Bing sing. Now, I know that sounds pretty wacky, but so is the play.
Not too loud, Roger. Not too loud. You're giving people ideas. Nobody wants to hear me. I got a couple of horses to support, you know.
Well, Bing, we're not talking about Bing the man. Tonight it's Bing Hamlet Crosby, the actor.
Ah, yes, yes. To be or not to be, or does anybody care?
That's right, Bing, and I'm sure somebody does care. And now, if you and your chums are ready...
We are ready and willing, sir.
Well, then we'll call for lights. Music. Curtain. Opens, we find Perry Entwistle and his boyhood chum, Andy Kirby, on their way to join the Navy. They're hitchhiking from Kansas to San Diego, and we pick them up somewhere on the highway.
We're on our way to San Diego to join the Navy, me and you.
To join the Navy, me and you.
We're on our way to do the Navy. Hooray for the red, white, and blue.
Oh, this is the life, Andy. You can't beat this. The wide open highway, healthy, invigorating, carefree, just the two of us. Trotting along nature's bed of concrete.
Oh, let's rest a while, Perry, will you? I feel like I'm walking on my ankle.
Rubbish.
Oh, why did I ever let you talk me into hitchhiking to San Diego to join the Navy? Hey, look, here comes another car over the hill.
Get ready, then. Thumbs, attention.
Yeah!
Hey, how about a lift?
Who was that guy, Sir Malcolm Campbell?
What was that?
Sounds like that car got a flat tire.
Well, come on, then. This guy's got to listen to us. He can't move the left tires fixed.
Oh, well, couldn't we wait till he's almost through fixing it?
Now, don't be like that. If we help him, he can't refuse us a lift. Well, here's the car. But we seem to be alone.
Well, that's funny. Somebody must have been driving it.
Oh, well, you look around that side, and I'll look around here, and we'll find... Uh-oh.
Oh, don't you dare touch me.
Hey, it's a girl.
Now, go away, please.
Now, look here, miss.
Do you want my money? It's in my bag in the front seat.
My dear girl, we don't want your money.
Yeah, how much have you got?
Quiet, Andy. He's only kidding, miss. We'll fix your tire and you give us a lift.
I'm not going your way.
You're not? Well, how do you know?
Well, just mention where you're going and I'll prove it.
All right. We're going to San Francisco.
There. You see, I'm going to San Diego. Goodbye.
Oh, we couldn't think of letting you go all that way alone. You might get another flat tire. Now, we'll go to San Diego with you. Andy, take off your coat and hat.
Oh, I thought I only had to take off my hat to a lady.
That's etiquettically correct, but your hat comes off for the lady, your coat for the flat tire.
Oh, gee, Perry, I always gotta do the work. Hey, we're almost there.
Where?
Well, here, look at that sign. It says San Diego Business District this way.
Which way? Well, what did the sign say?
Well, it didn't say anything. It just pointed.
Say, I wonder which way is that recruiting station.
You live in San Diego, don't you, Catherine? Catherine?
Certainly not. Never been here before.
You live in San Diego?
Well, then what are you doing here now? Aren't you going to join the Navy, too?
Andy. Tell him again, Catherine.
Well, I'm going to be a teacher in the
Fancy
School of Floating.
Of Float?
Yes, Miss Parkinson's Floating Seminary.
Oh, sort of an aquatic boudoir, Andy.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yes, the girls learn the lessons while seeing the world.
I'll bet they had a tough time getting the crew for that ship.
Very funny.
Hey, look, we're really downtown now, Perry. Turn on the radio and see if they're going to give us a civic welcome.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song. Do you know the words, Perry?
Oh, I think so. Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to have hay. Hey, you better have fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Have your little fun.
Gee, that was swell, Terry.
Hey, look, there's a recruiting station.
Where?
Right here, can't you see? Stop the car. Come on, Perry.
Well, okay, I'll meet you in this corner at 6 o'clock, Catherine.
I'll be here at 6 o'clock sharp, Sailor.
Sailor? What do you mean, Sailor? By the time I come out of that door again, I ought to be at least a lieutenant. Gee, that's going to sound pretty nice. Admiral Perry Entwistle.
Whistle? Kirby, here are your papers.
Well, we're in the Navy now.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Morning. Well, you don't have to salute me yet.
It's not for you, dope. Turn around and salute. There's a rear admiral coming in the door.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, son. Well, joining the Navy, eh?
That's right. I mean, yes.
Good. Oh, that's the spirit. You know, it's men like you that make the Navy what it is. What's your name, sailor?
Entwistle, sir.
Entwistle. Did you say Entwistle?
Sir, yes, sir.
Not the son of Jonathan Entwistle?
The very same. Did you know him, sir?
Did I know him? Who didn't know Jonathan Entwistle? The jinx of the Navy.
The jinx?
Why, that jinx has followed your family for generations.
Wait a minute here. I mean, sir... let me get this straight. Well, what's this jinx stuff?
Why, I shudder at the thought of it. Every time an Entwistle sings, a calamity occurs immediately.
Oh, you're nuts.
What?
Pardon me, you're nuts, sir. Why, I've been singing for years. Nothing ever happened.
Oh, that's just it. The jinx only works if you're in the Navy. Why, it can be traced back to Zechariah Entwistle.
My great-great-grandfather.
Yes, sir. It first happened in 1861 aboard the USS Defiance.
What happened?
Well, according to record, the ship was riding calm when suddenly a mainsail crumpled in a heap. Four men were tossed overboard and their beams buckled up. They couldn't figure out how that could happen till they looked up on the poop deck.
And?
And there was your uncle, your grandfather, Zechariah, standing on the poop deck singing, "Drink to me only with thine eyes."
Well, I don't know about the ship, but if he had a voice like that, those four guys weren't thrown overboard. They'd jump.
That's a good one. I'm sorry you can't join the Navy, son, but it's all for the best.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I've already got my papers.
What? Then I demand that you resign.
You better do as he says, Perry.
No, not a chance. I don't believe in that jinx stuff.
Now, let's get at this another way, my boy. You're not very rich, are you? Well, how much will you take to be bought out?
Oh, sorry, sir. You can't buy me a house.
Let him make me an offer.
Oh, be quiet, will you? Be quiet. Now, for the last time, Entwistle, I demand that you leave the Navy.
And I refuse.
Oh, good gracious, gee whiz and gadzooks, Entwistle. I never did anything to you. Now, please get out of the Navy, won't you, Entwistle? Oh, please, get out of the Navy.
So that's the story of the jinx. At least that's the way I get it from the Admiral.
Well, it's a pretty corny story, Mr. Jinx.
Oh, I don't believe it either. So let's forget it, huh? Much more important that you're sailing tomorrow on
Mrs. Transafrance, or whatever her name is, floating thing.
That's right.
Who turned the radio back on?
I did. I'm a pushover for music.
Oh, sing that, will you, Perry? It's sort of a goodbye.
South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
Harry, that was beautiful. I've never heard you.
Well, there, you see, that proves it.
Proves what?
That gents junk. I sang, didn't I? And I finished, didn't I? Nothing happened, did it? Here we are, driving along just as peaceful. Aye, 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 aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
129 million people in this country, and I had to pick up a hitchhiker with a jinx.
Curtain falls on Act One of our little masterpiece here in the Gulf Theater. A young man steps from the wings for this reason. Many of you listeners have asked us to repeat the following simple statement made here in the Gulf Theater last week.
Well, you know, folks, a good many confusing things can be said. In fact, I fear sometimes are said about gasoline. But the important thing, however, for you to remember always is to buy the product of a company in which you have the utmost confidence. A company whose avowed policy is to manufacture and sell only the finest products that skill, science, and great resources make possible. Now, this is the policy of Gulf. Gulf's gasolines, Good Gulf and No Nox, are today greatly improved over what they were even 6 months ago, just as 6 months ago they were better products than they were the year before. All this is done as a matter of course, and is the result of forever keeping pace with every known means of product improvement. With Gulf, the policy of constantly improving the quality of its products is a pledge that you motorists will find maintained whenever you stop at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc.
Thank you, Johnny. And now the curtain's about to rise on Act Two of our play, Mr. Jinx Goes to Sea, starring Bing Crosby, Gene Parker, Andy Devine, Chick Chandler, and Raymond Wolverine. So it's time for lights. Music. Curtain. As the scene opens, we find the sailors happily scrubbing the decks of the battleship.
We scrub the decks, scrub the decks, scrub the decks. Merrily we scrub the decks.
Quiet! 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 How many times will I tell you I don't want any singing on this ship from anyone? The war games are coming up soon, and we're stuck in here in the harbor repairing broken anchor chains, among other things. Ed Whistle!
Yes, sir?
I hold you responsible for everything that's happened. You sang yesterday, and it snapped the anchor chain.
I apologize, sir.
Apology be hanged, I can forgive that. But I can't forgive your singing when I was conducting ship's inspection this morning.
Well, I beg your pardon, sir, but you see, there was a whole situation.
There can be no other reason for my suspenders letting go at that particular time.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't like this jinx any more than you do. But how am I going to break it?
Don't ask me. I'm an admiral, not a fortune teller.
Well, now you may have something there.
All right, my son. Zodi the Great shall solve your problems for you. Would you like a 50-cent reading or a dollar one?
I'll take the 50-cent special with choice of two questions.
Very good, my boy. I really don't like to talk money. It's immaterial and unimportant.
Yes.
Pay in advance, please.
Here you are.
Thank you, my boy. Now, let's see. What date were you born on?
January the 20th.
January 20th. Capricorn, Zodiac, Cusp in the Ascending, Ligurodi in the 7th. 1, 2... One, two, conjunct. My, my, you've got a terrible jinx. Must have been in your family for years, and there's only one way to break it.
There is a way? Well, what is it? Come on, man, let's have it.
Well, you were born when Capricorn was on the cusp of Aquarius, and the jinx will continue until someone of the opposite sex...
You mean a girl?
Yes, generally speaking. Until this person who was born with the sign of Figaro and Libra, September 22nd, to be exact, tells you that she loves you.
Oh, that's fine. That's a big help. I only know one girl, and she's in the middle of the ocean someplace, teaching school on a floating seminary.
Well, the swimming's very good at this time of the year.
I wish you four guys had quit following me around.
Oh, we can't help it.
Tell me, boys. Come on, tell me. What's the attraction? Is it my oomph?
It's the Admiral's orders. We got to see that you don't sing until these war games are over. I got all my dough on those maneuvers, and if we lose on account of you, Perry, I'll personally punch you in the nose. And if we win, well, I think you're a heel on general principles.
Say that again, and I'll sing at you.
You're asking for it, sailor.
Oh, am I? Come and punch me in the nose. I'm waiting to...
Get him! Shut him up quick before something happens.
What was that?
Sounds like something hit us.
Hey, there's the emergency siren.
Emergency crew, stand by.
All right, men. Everybody to your stations.
Hey, what happened?
Didn't you feel it? We were rammed by some screwball boat. Madam something or other's floating seminary.
Yahoo! Girls!
Did you get an answer to my radiogram yet?
What radiogram, sir?
What radiogram? That one, lying right in front of your nose. Ram ship, rescued 50 young girls, request permission to change course and drop them at Honolulu.
Well, I sent it, sir, but no answer yet.
They let me do what I know they will.
Oh, here comes your answer now, sir. Sorry, can't spare your ship from maneuvers. Keep girls on board until after war games. It's signed by the Admiral, sir.
Oh, dear. What was that?
Oh, well, that was just from the wireless operator, sir.
What did he say?
Well, it was personal, sir. Nothing at all, really.
What did he say?
He said, woo-woo, sir.
Oh, Captain!
I don't want to talk about him, Andy.
Oh, but Perry feels awful about the way you're ignoring him.
I'm sorry.
Well, he's saving all his money to pay you back for your automobile.
Really?
Yeah, he's got $4.25 saved up already. And you know what's more, Captain?
No.
Well, he made a bet with the other side. I mean the sailors who are playing our enemies in these war games.
A bet?
Yeah, and you know how much Perry wants to stay in the service. Well, he bet the other side $500 against his leaving the Navy that we'd win.
And he didn't. Where is he?
Well, right over there at his battle station in gun turret number one.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'll see you later.
Phew. Is there any way they can ventilate these gun turrets? It sure gets hot.
Oh, boy. I'm glad this is the last day of the maneuvers.
Yeah, I wonder when we'll sight that target they're going to shoot this thing at.
Oh, probably an hour or so. It's being towed by the SS Ticonderoga. Boy, I certainly got a lot of responsibility on my shoulders.
Get him, responsibility. Somebody else fire and you push a button.
Yeah, but what would happen if he said fire and I didn't push yon button?
Hello.
Gee, girl. Hey, what are you doing up here?
Oh, hello, Perry.
Hello, Catherine. I didn't expect to...
I know. What did they put you up here for?
Well, I'm just getting ready to wash up these war games. They'll probably give me a promotion for my work today. A medal, too.
Oh, a medal, too.
Yep. I'll send it to you for your birthday. Your birthday? Say, when's your birthday? What day were you born on?
September 22nd. Why?
Why? September 22nd? Yoo-hoo!
I don't quite follow. What's all this about?
What's it about? Don't you see? You were born on September the 22nd. The jinx is broken.
Broken?
Right. Now I can sing. I love life.
Hey, get that gun. Look out, without me. That shell's going to fall off the back.
Captain, look out. Captain, are you hurt?
Just a minute. No. Don't you get a little tired of singing and then asking me if I'm hurt?
Darling, it was all my fault.
How big of you to admit it.
Well, I forgot. You have to tell me, you see, that you love me.
Oh, I do, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps this will give you some slight indication of how I feel in the matter. I'm going to ring for the Admiral.
Don't touch that button, Captain. It fires the gun.
that self. Find out whose fault it is and put Edwistle in the brig.
That'll hold you until the court-martial.
He's not going to be court-martialed.
You said it, sister.
That's okay. Forget it.
No, Perry. It's all my fault. I acted like a little fool. You're in so much trouble. I love you so.
What?
I love you. I do, Perry. Really, I do.
Katie, that's the sweetest song cue I ever heard. I can sing again now.
You can?
Well, I'm sure as heck going to give it a quick whirl. What's your favorite song?
Make with the Kisses.
Well, man the listening tubes and stand by to blow up your water wings, honey. Because here goes. Make with the kisses. Make with the sighs. Make with the baby talk. Give with the eyes. Here I am making with the I'll be true. And everyone's making love to someone. What goes with you? Make with the kisses. Why don't you make with the thrills? Make with the snuggle up that brings those chills. The sky is making with the moon above. It couldn't be brighter. Hold me tighter. Make with the love. Kisses, why don't you make with the thrill? Make with the snuggle up that brings those chills. The sky is making with the moon above, and it couldn't be brighter. Hold me tighter. Make with the love. Well?
I say I still don't hear anything or feel anything.
Perry! Perry! Hey, guess what just happened?
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Hey, listen to this wire we got from the USS Ticonderoga. Your shell scored direct hit in our target. This wins the war games for you. Congratulations. But how in thunder did you know where we were?
Hooray! Now I know the jinx is broken. Let me out of this brig. Come on, let me out of here.
What's all this ringing about?
Oh, Admiral, it's Perry. He broke his jinx. You can let him out now.
Don't give me orders, young lady. Entwistle stays in the brig until I'm ready to let him out.
Oh, Admiral, you're a meanie. After I went to all the trouble of cleaning your room this morning. I even gathered your things and put them down the laundry chute.
Laundry chute? That was a porthole. I've had four sailors out of rowboats all morning gathering up my clothes. Kirby, put this girl on the brig.
Well, you'll have to get in, Catherine. It's the Admiral's orders.
And make sure you lock the door.
Okay, darling.
Gee, now you're both in the brig. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, you can throw away the key.
Well, throw away the key.
Thank you, Bing, Gene, Andy, Ray, and Chick for a swell performance. And now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, our stars step before the curtain. Ready to indulge in the give and take of the Gulf question box.
Pardon me a second, Roger, but may I say a word to Mr. Crosby?
Well, I don't see why not, John.
Well, I do. Let's cut up some touches, friend.
Well, thanks. Mr. Crosby, as one singer to another,
thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to felicitate you on your colorful vocal maneuvering.
Well, 'tis indeed grateful I am, sir, for your warm-hearted speechifying, but I didn't know you all was a singer, sir.
Well, just round the edges, Mr. Cross.
Well, would you give us a quick whirl?
Good. Downbeat, Oscar, please.
Downbeat him.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and laugh your troubles away.
I didn't let you sing ahead of me. Pardon me for protruding there, friend.
Yes.
The last line is, dream your troubles away.
Well, maybe so, Mr. Crosby, but I like the phrase, laugh your troubles away. You see, just those words give you a carefree, happy feeling. The kind of feeling you'll have if you stop tomorrow at your good golf dealer's. Because, ladies and gentlemen, your good golf dealer is all set to help you laugh at winter.
First, he protects the radiator of your car with the new permanent Gulf antifreeze. One filling lasts all winter long. And then he protects the chassis with Gulf Flex lubrication service. New Gulf Flex lubricants, designed specially for modern motoring, make your car ride easier and steer easier longer. And finally, your good Gulf dealer will drain your old oil and put in fresh, quick-starting Gulf Pride motor oil. During winter especially, you need extra protection for your engine, and that's just what you get from that famous Gulf Pride motor oil. Yes, you'll guard against winter troubles and winter repair bills if you stop at the sign of the happy, laughing man at your neighborhood good Gulf dealer.
Thank you, Johnny. And now the first question goes to Andy Devine, who just completed a man from Montreal for Universal.
Well, shoot, Roger, I got my thinking cap on.
Oh, you have, Andy. Well, I think you're going to need it, because your first question is this. Who was the first person to sign a movie contract?
Who was the first
James
J. Corbett, correct?
That sounds wrong, I know, Andy, but as a matter of fact, it's absolutely correct.
Well, I read my movie magazine.
Good for you, Andy. And the next question goes to Gene Parker. Ready, Gene?
Frankly, I'm ready.
Frankly, you're ready, huh? Well, tell me. He used to play piano in a theater during silent pictures.
Frankly, I don't know.
Well, the answer is frankly, Norma Shearer. Incidentally, Norma Shearer will be here in the Gulf Theater next week with Basil Rathbone, Lewis Hayworth, Halliwell Hobbs, and the play Smiling Through. Now, you come back here now. You can't go away because you got to pay a forfeit. Tell me, Gene, can you play a cornet?
Cornet.
Yeah. Did you ever try?
No.
Well, you're going to learn one now. Here's one right here, and you have to get something out of it. There it is. It's almost as big as you are. Well, that's apparently not the way. What's more? Oh, gee, pucker.
Pucker.
You better butt me chopsticks, Thank you, Gene Parker. And then the next question goes to Ray Walburn. Ray, come over here, young fellow. Tell me, what's the family name of the Lane sisters?
The Lane sisters? Uh-huh. Let me see. Oh, you thought you had them there, didn't you?
Well, up to now, I still think I've got you.
Let me see. Oh, Mulligan.
Mulligan is absolutely right, Ray. You're too smart.
Yes, it's a nice dish, too. Every one of them, yes.
And the next question goes to Bing Crosby, who is now working in Paramount's Road to Singapore. Bing, come on over here, young fella. You ready?
What's my forfeit?
Well, what's your forfeit? Oh, now, wait a minute. You've got to answer a question first.
Oh, I got to do it the hard way with two sixes, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Tell me, what do the following four pictures have in common, Bing? Ben-Hur, The Covered Wagon, Broadway Bill, and Kentucky. Now, if you like, I'll repeat that again.
Oh, never mind. I don't know.
Why, Bing, it's horses. You know all about horses.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, Bing, let's see. I've got a forfeit for you. Well, I'll tell you what you have to do. You have to give an imitation of the great operatic star, Martinelli, giving an imitation of Bing Crosby.
All right. Well, give me a little cord here.
Cord, Oscar.
It's the Jim Jam Jump. With a jumpin' jive, you think you're 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot wide.
Hep, hep. Ladies and gentlemen, before we say goodnight, I'd like to invite you to tune in next week when we bring you Norma Shearer, Basil Rathbone, Lewis Hayworth, Halliwell Hobbs, and, of course, the music of Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying goodnight, everybody.
This is John Conte saying goodnight for your neighborhood good Gulf team. Things arrangements were by John Scott Trotter. Are you having any fun? Less than George White's Candles. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater originates in Earl Carroll's Columbia Square, Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you.